On the northwest corner of Central Park lies Columbus Circle. From here, we can go directly to Broadway. Ever since the city was divided up into a chessboard pattern of streets and avenues in 1811, Broadway has remained the only street that cuts a diagonal path through the whole length of Manhattan. Originally, it was an old Indian trail, but later became a legend as the Great White Way. Carl Prince explains how the name originated.
It was originally called the Great White Way because all the theaters were situated in the mid-30s, and then as we entered the 19th and 20th century, the theaters made their way up to Broadway, which was a more respectable part of town, I guess. So they call it the Great White Way because of all the lights in the theater district that keep the night sky lit up all night long in New York City.
Carl Prince works in the theater district. Almost 40 large first-run theaters are located one after another in a small area around Broadway and 42nd Street. Musicals, revues, and theater productions frequently open here first before they set out to conquer the world. A musical classic was named after Manhattan's 42nd Street, and the story is typical of the legend that surrounds Broadway.
It's a wonderful story about the New York theater scene. It's about a girl who comes from Pennsylvania who wants to make it big on a Broadway show.